One small corner of a devastated land is trying to return to normal. The city of Grozny in Chechnya is still feeling the effects of war between Russian soldiers and Chechen rebels. Just last month, a suicide bombing in Grozny destroyed the offices of the Russian-backed government and left more than 80 people dead. Yet, on another street, NPR's Lawrence Sheets found people determined to preserve one sign of civilization.
A tour of the mayhem Grozny has suffered would begin on Victory Street. It used to be the city's most elegant avenue. Foreign magnates who'd come to work Chechnya's oil fields at the start of the 20th century put up classical European buildings here. Now many are rubble. The building at 26 Victory Street was luckier than some. The top three floors were gutted by bombs. The windows are gone. The inside walls are blackened. Twisted steel floor beams jut out awkwardly. But on the ground floor stands a small miracle. Pop music blares from a cheap cassette recorder inside the Stolichny Cafe. This is Grozny's only attempt at a Western-style coffee shop. Owner Bilal says he faced an army of skeptics when he opened up 8 months ago. People asked how we could open a cafe in such circumstances, but we didn't listen to them, Bilal says. This is no Starbucks. Bilal explains there's only instant coffee at 6 rubles or 19 cents a cup, though he proudly declares he uses only imported Nescafe. Water has to be hauled here in tanks. The water mains are out of service. The intrepid businessman, Bilal tries to make his cafe an oasis of sorts, away from the destruction all around. But despite the music and incongruous posters of Thai beaches tacked to the walls, the coffee shop talk inevitably turns to the war. Many of the patrons are young people, like two women named Larissa, ages 22 and 24. They lament the Stolichny Cafe is the only place to hang out here. The older Larissa says if fewer people fled Grozny, life might improve. We condemn those who leave. They're traitors, she says. Larissa says she can understand families, women, and children leaving. But she says the young men, though, should stay behind and help rebuild Chechnya. Larissa admits, however, that young men are often rounded up in Russian army sweeps and branded Islamic terrorists. Asked whether she supports the Chechen rebel cause, Larissa says she favors independence, but not the sort of self-rule that Chechens practiced during the chaotic years between the two Chechen wars. She says it's hard to imagine Chechens living within the Russian Federation after all that's happened. I think they simply want to destroy our people, but they won't kill us all, she says. Larissa does not want the Islamic State the rebels are fighting for, but she calls Islam the one true religion and says it's become more important in her life. The women look older than their ages. As they huddle in the Stolichny Cafe, the younger Larissa says their generation has been shocked into maturity by a decade of war. Our carefree youth has disappeared, she says. We don't have the energy of young people anymore. The young women say psychologically they're always on edge. Even going home on the bus at night, they feel like a bomb could go off at any time. It's getting close to dusk, the time when skirmishes between troops and rebel partisans often take over the night. Cafe owner Bilal is getting ready to lock the doors of the cafe. He and his 17-year-old son will sleep in the cafe to ward off intruders. Security is our main problem. No one knows what will happen at night, Bilal says. In the past, he says he's gotten late-night visits from Russian troops cruising the streets in armored vehicles. The hardships and uncertainty have not dampened the spirits of the tiny cafe staff. Kitchen worker Aishad is doing the dishes and pouring water from buckets into kettles to brew up a last batch of instant coffee. Of course, it would be easier if we had running water, Aishad says. Things are difficult, but we're proud to be the best cafe in Grozny. And to have anything amid these ruins, I consider that a mark of prestige. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Grozny, Russia.